Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Ray Keating's our guest, SBEcouncil.org, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the chief economist there. Ray, tell us about it.
All things small business, policy, ways to help your business, access to people that will help you find financing. You go to SBEcouncil.org, you'll find it all. We do research, analysis.
When is your state index coming out?
Yeah, it's coming out probably mid-year. I'm trying to nail that down, but you'll find out exactly where your state ranks in terms of how friendly or unfriendly it is towards small business. So chock full of info, data, everything you need. Head over to sbecouncil.org and become a member today.
And contribute, folks. They can use your help. Ray, that last point brings us to our topic of this segment. One of the things I love about your website, folks, if you want to see where your member of your elected delegation in Washington, how they vote on small business issues, their ranking and their score is right there on the website, on SBEcouncil.org. If you want to see how your representative or your senators voted and their score on small business issues, check it out right there. Which brings us to a survey, a piece you wrote about the small business engagement in the upcoming election. What'd you find?
Yeah, the numbers are striking. I mean, small business owners are always engaged with this stuff. They get it in terms of why, policy matters to their businesses. But when you look at the poll, it was a Square Gallup poll that was released last week. And the numbers are really quite striking. 60% of small business owners are paying, quote-unquote, a lot of attention to the campaign. Another 30% are saying some. That's 90%. Of small business owners are engaged and looking at what's going on as this campaign
Now, I don't know if this means anything, Ray, but I've been polling my audience now for 20 years, and perennially I could never get more than 20%. The bottom number, people who were doing badly was always in the 20% range. The top, the people who are doing great were in the better range. And the people in the middle made up the other, the other 60%. But the last poll we had, 85% of our folks either were very excited about this year economically for their business or are excited, either excited or very excited, 85%. I wonder if those numbers correspond at all.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question. I think they're certainly focused. I mean, why are small businesses focused this year to this degree, and why are they usually focused? Because they know that policy matters.
You think small business owners are associating policy more with the success of their business than ever before?
Well, I don't. Maybe not. I mean, because we had a period of such horrendous policy, quite frankly, during the Obama years.
Mm-hmm.
And the changes that we've seen in terms of taxes and regulations have certainly been a positive. So, yeah, you could understand that being the case because it's a pretty stark difference between, the tax increases of the Obama years and then the 2017 Trump Congress tax cut. So that's a big difference. Massive regulatory increases. I mean, the Obama administration was hyperactive on regulation, and the Trump administration, thankfully, has gone in the opposite direction for the most part. So those are all big differences, and you would understand why certainly small business owners would sit up and take notice of that.
What else did you learn about their policy engagement?
The other thing that interested me was, they asked what's the top policy issue or challenge that they're identifying. And when you look at the numbers, number one is taxes. Number two, government regulation. Number three is health care. So there's a lot packed into that. You can talk about regulation and mandates and so on. And then number four out of the six are trade tariffs. So when you look at this, all of the issues here are clearly matters, especially when it comes to taxes and regulations and tariffs, are all issues that create burdens on small businesses and on our economy in general. So those are the challenges, and it doesn't surprise me that they're identifying those, but it does surprise me, again, perhaps to the degree. So when you tally those three up, 68% of small business owners are saying taxes, government regulations, and tariffs. So those are the things that matter to the entrepreneurial
sector. And you heard it from Ray Keating first. Hey, Ray, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's always fun having you here. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. And don't forget to check out his Pastor Stephen Grant novels. They're outstanding. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.